He's not here. He is raised from the dead. You know, when I was in high school, one of my favorite subjects was applied math. I don't know if any of you know or you might remember what that is, but that's the intersection of mathematics and physics. Now, I loved it because it took mathematics and it applied it to a physics. So, for example, a pool table. You have a pool table and it gives you the scenario, tells you the size of the balls, the friction on the table, the length of your stick, and all the physics of it, and then you've got to find out how long does it take to hit and how you hit it. Anyways, I love the subject because you apply one part of knowledge to a given situation. Now, why do I bring that up? I think that the danger in us as Catholics and Christians in general is that we have theology, and we're great at prayer. But we're called to apply this theology to our lives, to add value to it, to put it into a real concrete situation and then live by it. If you would, the intersection of contemplation and action. So like, for example, we're all here tonight. We believe in the resurrection. We're all here because we believe. But how do we live the resurrection? What does it mean to say when we come into Crete and we say, I believe in the resurrection? What does it actually mean to us when we, how does that play out in our lives? And it's a tough question because we're so used to hearing the resurrection. Yeah, Jesus is raised. Jesus is risen. Yeah, okay, let's have dinner. And we just sort of move on. We're so familiar with the story, we have kind of lost the power of the story. So on this night, one night a year, we tell the story right from the beginning, and you've endured that now in the darkness, right? You're still awake. You're here. That's good, right? But that's what it's about. So we retell the story from all the ancient, from Genesis to Exodus to Isaiah to Baruch to Ezekiel, all the way down now to the New Testament, to the Gospel. For what purpose? To apply it. Now, the danger is because we're familiar with this story, in a sense, it's lost its punchline for us. And when we've lost its punchline, we tend to kind of like, oh, yeah, I know this story. I know how this one ends. And we sort of forget about it. So there's four people here who haven't heard the story tonight. They're like, wow, this is cool. And so we're meant to have that same sense. Let me give you by analogy. You remember that movie, The Sixth Sense? I remember it was years ago, it was Bruce Willis. It was most of you have seen it, but it was the story of Bruce Willis was a child psychologist, and he had a young child who was seeing illusions, had hallucinations, if you would, and he failed in some way to attend this boy. So this boy comes and shoots him, and then kills himself. And then another boy comes along, and asks for help. Now, Bruce Willis goes through this massive sort of questioning where he's at. My gosh, I failed this kid. And then this another kid comes along who's got the same sort of hallucinations. And the boy says, I see the dead. And so the whole story goes about how he unfolds the story, how he ministers and helps this boy deal with the reality of his hallucinations. Or, in fact, deal with the reality, and that's where the twist comes at the end. Spoiler alert. Just want you to know, if you haven't seen it, you're going to get the spoiler now. Is that he realizes that he's the one who's dead. Now, once you've actually seen that movie once, if you go back and watch it, it's like, yeah, I know how this ends. I know how this one's end. And that's the temptation with the Eucharist. The whole resurrection, and we come to this Eucharist celebration. Yeah, I've been here, done that, the Eucharist, every week. We celebrate that every week. And we forget how powerful the story is. So what then does it mean to live the resurrection? What does that tangibly mean in your and my life? What's it look like for us? Well, what it means is that in the dark, like tonight, we celebrate the darkness, and that the light breaks through the darkness. That's what we celebrate. We celebrate that the God has the last word. And the last word is the resurrection. And in the midst of all the darkness, God's light shines through. That love overcomes and triumphs over hate. Blessing triumphs over curse. That order overcomes chaos. And that freedom triumphs over fear. And in the end, that God triumphs over Satan. And in the end, forgiveness triumphs over sin. Now that's great theology. But what do? Well, we have to apply it to our own world today. We've heard that God doesn't rescue his people. And here's the hard part for us. He's more than likely not going to rescue us. He didn't rescue Jesus from the cross. And he's therefore not going to rescue us. So what does he do? Where is God? Like, this is what they hear. We hear it over and over again. Where are you, my God? That song. Where are you, my God, where are you? Over and over again, that's what we hear. Where is God in the silence? Where is God in the Holocaust? Where is God in the atrocities that happen throughout century after century, genocide after genocide? Where is God in the hurricanes and the tsunamis that kill thousands of people? Where is God in the injustices that happen in our world today? Where is God in our pain, in our suffering? And his answer is, I'm right here. The resurrection is real. I'm right here. And even if you die, I am right here. So how do we apply it? We apply the light to our darkness. That when you and I are in pain and suffering, that we choose to believe in the light that will come. That in our woundedness and in our brokenness, we believe not in rescuing, but in redemption. That we still choose to love in face of hatred. We still choose to give blessing in the front of curses. And we still choose to give affirmation in the face of jealousy. We still choose to give freedom in the face of fear. That we still choose to give light in the midst of darkness. And we still choose to forgive when we are hurt and offended against. We still choose God when Satan is having his day. That's, my friends, what it means to live the resurrection. Yes, he is risen. And his last word is his victorious word. That he is risen from the dead. There is light in the midst of darkness, and it shall never, ever be conquered. To live it is to believe it, and to believe it is to live it. Christ is risen from the dead, and it is up to you and I every day, in every circumstance, most especially in our darkness, to choose the light.